Jamal Saleh Al-Zain Saleh, head of the Foreign Traders Association in Lagos State, says the kidnappers demanded 1.5 million South Sudanese pounds, about $2,600, on the black market as a precondition to release his brother. Saleh says effort to hand over the money failed in the first instance. So the Sudanese traders asked for help from the members of the security forces in the negotiations, who handed over the money. South Sudan in Focus could not establish whether the kidnappers received the money or not. But Rumbek police confirmed the kidnapping took place. Police say they have one suspect in custody. Saleh says the kidnappers threatened to kill his brother if the traders didn't pay the ransom on time.
I thank God for my brother who is here with us again. I have tried all means to get him. I reported to the police and I work cooperatively with them to find our brother. I have been talking with the kidnappers who have been asking me to pay 1.5 million South Sudanese pounds. But I told them, where can I find you to give you the money? They switch off their phones. Thank God, with the police collaboration, they were traced and one of them is now arrested.
Saleh praised the state authorities for helping rescue his fellow trader and single out police commissioner, General James Madudngor, for special praise.
I recognize police role in this matter. Since the disappearance of our brother Adam in March, after today, government has been working hard monitoring our brother in the bush. We appreciate all the process made to find him.
Barra tells South Sudan in Focus he was driven at the gunpoint from the hospital to the bush in Wulu, where he spent 21 days with barely enough food to eat. He says he also endured brutal acts in the hands of his kidnappers, like being tortured with the sticks and the barrel of a gun. He says he survived by eating wild fruits and was given only one cup of water a day.
I was caught in the night by three armed men at Kirumayar Women Hospital through Malwalbab until we reached in the bush. They tied my hands and feet with pieces of cloth. I suffered a lot in the bush. They tortured me, and there was no food to eat or water to drink.
Barra says once he was taken to the bush, he saw many others that appeared to be working with the kidnappers.
At first place, there were three people. But later, when we reached the bush, there were very many people. They passed me through Malwalbab after where they lay mud brick on the roadside to Wulu. I spent a sleepless night until I reached their place where I saw them in big numbers.
Police say they arrested one suspected kidnapper who is under military detention waiting further questioning. This marks the first time a trader has been kidnapped at the gunpoint in Lagos State. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabo reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.